Greetings, everyone, and praise be Jesus Christ. For the past 3 weeks, our Sunday Gospel has placed us down the shore with Jesus. Not the Jersey Shore, but the shore of Galilee. We've been in Matthew 13, and in that very first verse, Matthew tells us that Jesus went down to the shore, and from the boat on the sea, he taught the crowd of disciples, a great crowd. And as we know, as we've been hearing, he taught them in parables. This week, we come to the last of those parables and almost the last scene of chapter 13. Almost the last scene, because the last scene is actually Jesus coming home. And if you think it's hard to drive home from the shore after a vacation, imagine our Lord as he comes home, literally, at the end of chapter 13 to Nazareth from his time at the shore. His own townspeople are ready to kill him. They're ready to throw him off a cliff. Our homecoming, as bad as it might be, from the shore, from vacation, is not that bad. Of course, what we've witnessed in these 3 weeks has been nothing short of beautiful. On the one hand, parables are stories. They're so relatable. But on the other hand, because they're from the lips of God, the lips of the Savior, the lips of Jesus, parables communicate divine revelation. They're not just nice beach reading. It's not just nice stories of nature. But this is the very plan. It reveals the very love of God and addressed to us. It reveals something about us. The parables that we've heard, the sower in the seed, the weeds in the wheat, the yeast, the treasure in the field, the pearl of great price, all of these parables reveal his kingdom. And his kingdom is here. His kingdom, of course, is in, but not of the world. And if you're a baptized Christian, you are in his kingdom. The net of God has been cast over you, and that net is secure. It cannot be torn. It cannot be broken. We are members, citizens of the kingdom of God. My friends, this revelation reveals to us the great love of God, that he has cast his love into the world, into and for us. We are the recipients, the objects of his love. And that realization is so good. It's so hopeful. We realize in the divine revelation, we realize our vocation. Among my many memories of family vacation time down the Jersey Shore, and in my family, we always went to Wildwood Crest. Among all of the various memories of the boardwalk, miniature golf, the beach, one memory I have is at the end of the day on the beach, all of these old men would come out with the metal detectors. Anyone remember those? If you used a metal detector, I'm not going to call you creepy, but I was always amazed at these people that would walk the beach at the end of the day looking for treasure, looking for gold, looking for valuables. And when the metal detector would sound, they would start digging. As a kid, I always wondered what they were finding. I was always curious about those metal detectors. Well, one year, my sister was on a TV show, Finders Keepers. It was a kids TV show, game show on Nickelodeon. And she won a metal detector. Well, that next summer, Big Brother Chris was able to use the metal detector on the beach. And to be honest with you, I never found anything that great. But it reminded me of the restlessness that is still experienced on the shore. Even on vacation, we're looking, we're searching. Restless is the heart, even on the shore. And God speaking this parable to us on the shore of a pearl of great price that can be found, of a seeking, of a knocking, of an asking. My friends, that speaks directly to our heart. Again, these parables communicate divine truth, not only of who God is, but who we are, and all that we can be with Him, in Him. In modern day, I suppose that the metal detectors are a little old-fashioned. The seeking and the searching now with so many people happens with the phone, with the internet. And how much scrolling is done, how many minutes, hours of a day are dedicated to the searching and the scrolling of the looking online. And a lot of it is a waste of time. A lot of it is not even true. It's made up. And so much of it, as we know, can do such great harm, not only to the individual person and the wasting of time, but even more harm than that. Last week in the bulletin, I wrote about that movie, Sound of Freedom. And we know the harm that is done. Just this week, people in our Bucks County were arrested, fishing, looking, harming God's children. My friends, this teaching of Christ on the shore about the seeking, the finding, the net that has been cast, the pearl of great price, the treasure in the field. My friends, this is the good news. It's healing. It's not harmful. It's the very word of God spoken for us. Another image from the shore that maybe you could tell a story about, maybe you have experienced, but I suppose that all of us have seen, is that moment when lost children are found by their parent. And whether it's from the child's standpoint, or even better, from the parent, when that moment happens, and the mom and dad find their child, nothing else matters. In that moment, everything is well. In that moment, when the son and daughter are found, all is well. My friends, you and I are those sons and daughters of God. And how beautiful it is when we find Him, when we're found by Him. How beautiful that moment. It's like the treasure in the field. It's like the pearl of great price. Nothing else matters. And if other things do matter, they are second place to that encounter. I want to close the homily with some words from a Jesuit. It's not Pope Francis, the Jesuit, but as we celebrate the feast of St. Ignatius this week, these words, I think, can resonate in each of us. I know them to be true. There is nothing more practical than finding God, than falling in love in a quite absolute final way. What you are in love with can seize your imagination and it will affect everything. It will decide what will get you out of bed in the morning, what you do with your evenings, how you spend your weekends, what you read, who you know, what breaks your heart, what amazes you with joy and gratitude. Fall in love, stay in love, and it will decide everything. It's true. This week, allow yourself to be found and give God the Father the great joy of finding you, his child. God be with you.